Hey, Rumi. Is it cool if I asked you something? I know I've just moved in and all. You're part of the Monster Girl Exchange Program, meaning you let random monsters like me, Alamia, into your apartments. And I'm so grateful for that. Your place is really nice. It's very comfy, and you keep it warm enough for me. That way, I don't have to wear a blanket. Thank you for that. I know your previous roommate, that goblin girl. She didn't have many needs, and you were more or less left alone when she was your roommate. I don't know who you were with before that, but I can only assume that you didn't really have to help with them either. Unfortunately, I am going to have to ask for your help. You see, the needs of Alamia, they are a bit different than those of warm-blooded monsters. Do you think that maybe you would be willing to help me out? I'm not asking to cuddle or to steal your body heat, if that's what you're wondering. It's just, as Alamia, I have this natural instinct to coil around things. It sounds strange, I know. Just let me speak and then you can ask your questions. As you've noticed, I have a tail. It's rather large and fairly thick, super strong. It's how I move around. I have complete control over this sensitive muscle. But because I am still part snake, I have instincts that I just can't get rid of. I love to wrap my tail around things and just squeeze. I've always had this innate need to wrap someone or something in my tail and just squeeze it, you know? And when I ignore these feelings, I start to feel gross and really bad. Ever since I moved in, all I've wanted to do is wrap my tail around you and squeeze. I want to know what you feel like in my grasp. I've been trying to ignore it since I've moved in. I didn't want to give the wrong impression or make you think I was violent and trying to hunt you. But the feeling, it's been getting more persistent and it's starting to affect me. I can't think of anything besides getting you in my tail, and it's all because of my instincts. I'm sure you probably think I'm weird for telling you all this, don't you? I'm glad you don't think I'm too off-putting, despite me telling you I want to wrap you in my tail. Well, I don't really. My instincts do. Okay, well, that's not really true either. I should just be truthful. A part of me really wants to see you wrapped in it. Your cute head popping out the top as my scales move against you. I can already hear the noises you would be making in my head. Sorry, not to change the topic at hand, but, So, the reason why I came in here was to ask you for something. I know you're smart enough to put the two together, but I'll ask out loud anyway. Do you think it would be okay if I decided to wrap you in my tail and squeeze you? Just a little bit. Really? Like, really, really? You'll do it? Wow. Huh. I thought that was going to be harder to get you to agree. I guess that's the benefits of being in the Monster Girl Exchange Program. You're used to roommates with a lot of unusual needs, aren't you? I must say, I'm really grateful. I don't know how many people who would willingly agree to being coiled in a predator's grasp so willingly. I guess that makes you my prey, doesn't it? Starting by your ankles, love. Nice and slow. Wrapping my tail around them. It's not too tight, is it? Good. Good. Don't want to start squeezing yet. Want you to be completely covered before I start that. Working my way up your calves, your muscles tensing under my scales. Those scales are smooth, aren't they? They feel really good against your skin. The coolness contrasts with the heat of your skin as my tail continues to work its way around you. That's it, love. You're doing very good for me. Staying very still while I continue to coil around you. My tail neatly wrapping you up like a little present for me. You're doing so good. Your knees being pressed together as your legs are squished even further together. You're not really able to move your legs anymore, are you? Only able to squirm and shimmy them. Coiling around you so tightly. You make such stunning prey. We're made to be wrapped up in a tail like this. The tail starts to wrap around your thighs. Oh, it feels good, doesn't it? How are you holding up, love? I'm glad you're enjoying the feeling. Your thighs being crushed as my tail continues to wrap around you. Coiling you so tight against me. That's it, love. I've got you. Not going to drop you or anything like that. Just moving towards your hips. Can't leave an inch of you uncovered, can we? I need to make sure you're wrapped up tightly, just like I would my proper prey. Oh, the urge to squeeze is getting stronger the more I coil around you. Feeling you squirm in my grasp. It's not scary, is it? I don't want it to be. I want you to enjoy this so we can do it more often, so that I can just go across the hall to satisfy my instincts. It makes it so much easier for me. Yes, it does. Oh, look at you. Gasping a bit as I start to reach your waist. Your hand starting to be coiled with you too. That's it. You're doing so good for me, love. Letting me wrap you up so tightly, just like this. It's not too much still, right? I can keep going. Good. Continuing to wrap your body in my tail. Your wrists and arms starting to join your legs and being completely covered by me. My tail continues to wrap around you, coiling you even tighter. Scales shifting against you as you start to squirm. Teasing just how tightly I'm holding you. If you think this is tight, just wait until I start to squeeze, love. Something tells me you're going to enjoy the feeling of being squeezed by my tail, having all the air knocked out of your body as you start to squirm. We'll get there when we get there. I need to continue wrapping around you. My tail makes it hard for you to move as you get closer to being completely coiled. You're doing very good for me. You make such lovely prey. It feels like you were made to be held like this. Your arms, your chest, your shoulders being added to the rest. My strong tail continues to coil you, never stopping. Going to go all the way up to your neck, love. You're okay with that, right? That's good. That's very good, love. You're stunning as prey for me. So willingly being wrapped up. So happy to comply with whatever I need. You're so sweet to me. My tail continuing to coil you so tightly. It feels good. Getting tighter the more my tail works around you. Just a bit more, right? Just need to cover your neck, that's all. The rest of you is completely wrapped up with me. Your arms flush against your waist as your legs can barely move. It feels good, doesn't it? That makes me so happy to hear, love. You're doing so good for me. Leaning into my tail as you feel it move around your neck, clasping you delicately. Such a fragile structure. I should be extra careful, shouldn't I? Wouldn't want to harm my prey before we get to the fun parts. How does it feel to be wrapped in my tail, Rumi? Knowing that you're having fun makes what I planned on doing next so much easier. Should we keep going, or do you want me to release you? I was hoping you would say that. You feel so good wrapped up in my tail. Feeling you squirm so helplessly is only getting me wetter. You can't do anything, can you? You can't even move your arms to wrap around me. Stuck in a casing of my tail. You just have to take what I give you, don't you? What a fun predicament for me. Having you all to myself like this. You're doing such a good job, making me so happy. Do you want me to make you feel good in return? It wouldn't be hard for me to use my tail to fuck you like this, love. Do you want to feel it? You're already halfway there. panting heavily while coiled in my tail. What's the harm in going all the way, right? Great minds think alike. You feel good. The tip of my tail easily sliding inside you. You can't wait to have your hole fucked, can you? Such a tight hole sucking me in. My scales shifting against your skin as I lazily thrust in and out of you. Oh, getting you used to the feeling. It feels nice, doesn't it? Oh, that's good. I want you to feel good. Since you're helping me out, it's only fair that I make you feel good too. And you're doing such a good job of that. You feel amazing wrapped in me. My instincts are singing your praises, urging me to squeeze you just a bit tighter like this. Oh, it feels good, doesn't it? All the air leaves you for a second. Only for me to relax and feel the air flood back into your lungs. Oh, you liked that, didn't you? You're starting to really enjoy this, huh? The pleasure from the thrust of my tail inside you. It causes you to let out little noises. Don't hide them from me, love. I want to hear what you sound like. I like to know just how much you're enjoying being fucked like this. All helpless inside my tail. The scales continue to shift against you, massaging your skin. Every part of your body is being touched by me, isn't it? Oh, it feels really good, huh? Enjoying the attention you're getting from me while impaled on my tail. Continue to let out your moans, love. They sound so good. Only encourage me to fuck you more. Oh, wanna make sure you come around my tail. Wanna make sure that you're feeling good. This is all about you, love. About making you feel good and squeezing you so tightly like this. Feeling you start to writhe against me as my tail continues to fuck you. Moving gets more desperate as your air supply starts to leave. Oh, and just when you think it's too much and you can't take it anymore, I release you. Let the air fill back in your lungs and your eyes well up with tears. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. That felt amazing, love. You're doing so good for me. Even making me feel good when I'm supposed to be taking care of you. No, that's it. You love being my prey, don't you? You love feeling helpless, right? It only gets you more turned on knowing that the predator wants to make you feel good. It makes you fluster the more I watch you, smiling at how good you look. Oh, fuck. Keep your eyes on me, love. I want to watch your cute face try to remain composed despite how good my tail feels fucking you. That's it. Just like that. Taking me so well, letting my tail flick inside you. Oh, moving around just how you like it. You can't help that your hips are trying to buck and take more of me. It's so sweet how you're trying to fuck yourself back on me when you know just how strong I am. Oh, my tail is nothing but pure muscle. You can feel it against you, moving, squeezing, shifting. There isn't a part of you that isn't exposed to me inside and out. You couldn't get away from me if you even tried, prey. Oh, you're going to feel good, and you're going to come for me. You're such good prey. I owe you that much, right? Oh, fuck. So tight around me. Your hole feels amazing. You're making me so happy. I'm so proud of you for taking what you're being given, love. You can take a bit more, right? So then you won't mind if I squeeze you again like this. Knocking all the air out of your lungs again. Feeling you sputter around a moan you were trying to let out. The panic you feel rising gets mixed with your arousal, only making everything that much more intense for you. You can feel every individual scale against your skin. Can feel how my tip flicks inside you, reaching that special spot. Oh, fuck. Starting to get a panicked look in your eyes. Are you afraid that I'm not going to release you? Oh, here you go. Enjoy some of that air back, taking your breaths and filling your lungs. Oh, you deserve it, love. You're being such a wonderful prey for me. It's easy to behave yourself when it's all about making you feel good and coming, isn't it? Just melting into the pleasure, into the feeling of my tail fucking you. Oh, that's it, love. Just like that. Keep melting into the pleasure for me. It just feels too fucking good, doesn't it? I bet it does. Can't help but clench your eyes or to shut out how intensely I'm looking at you. It would send you over the edge, wouldn't it? Or are you just embarrassed by how much you're enjoying this? It feels amazing to be coiled so tightly in a Lamia's tail. You didn't think it would feel as good as it does. And then you add in my tail fucking you, sliding in and out of your eager hole, and you're practically in heaven, panting and moaning, trying to move your hips back on me. Oh, it's not going to work, love. You're trapped in my tail, like prey. Oh, with the way you're moving, I almost think you're forgetting that. Oh, but it's okay, though. You're so cute when you're helpless, and you're trying to help out, though. Trying to take more of my tail inside you. Trying to get more pleasure from me. I'm giving you what you can handle, love. Don't ask for things you can't take. You're already so close for me, aren't you? Oh, I knew you were. Keep making those noises for me. Love. Love how you sound, love. Let me know what a good job I'm doing of taking you apart. The pleasure is getting to be too much. You're drowning in it. Being squeezed in my tail again. Oh, feeling your air supply run out as my tail fucks deep inside you. Oh, fuck, it's too much. Oh, yeah. You're so fucking close to coming for me, aren't you? That's what I want to hear. Oh, relax and get your air back. You deserve it, love. You're doing such a wonderful job for me. You deserve to have air in your lungs when you come. Oh, yeah. You're making me so happy. Oh, that's it. Right like that. Yeah. Fuck. Oh, wanna feel your hole clenching around me? Feel it sucking my tail as you orgasm around it? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Getting so close myself. Keep it up. Making me feel good. What perfect prey it seems I found. Squirming in my tail bindings. Moaning around the tip. Oh, fuck. You're just as close as me, aren't you? Then come with me. You can do it. I know you can, love. Come with me. Keep... Oh, fuck. Oh, that felt so good. Was it too much squeezing on my end? I'm glad. I worry I go too overboard sometimes, but I just can't help it. When I have cute prey like you in my tail, it just makes me want to squeeze. I'm guessing you're going to want to be let free from my tail now, huh? Oh, you don't? Does that mean you want to stay wrapped in me? Am I that comfortable to you? I guess I can't blame you there. I am pretty comfy. I'll loosen up a bit so that you can move your arms and go on your phone or something. I'm sure you would want to do that, right? Or else you're just going to be bored laying here, aren't you? Okay. Whatever you want. I am more than happy to just sit here with you coiled up all snuggly. We can enjoy each other's company for the first time and actually get to know each other. I've been living with a complete stranger for a week. If we don't end up getting distracted again, that is.